Leaders in Iraq's Kurdistan region are still discussing how to build the new regional government following September's parliamentary election. The Kurdistan Democratic Party won the election. Party leader Ali Auni has announced that the Democratic Party is giving its current partner, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, first refusal to join the next cabinet. The Patriotic Union has enjoyed a cosy 10-year coalition with the Democratic Party, but the Patriotic Union was relegated to third place in the election.
The nature of negotiation is as such that you should always start with the points that are similar between each other. That's why I think that if any force or party wants to participate in the government, it should start from those similar points and hold negotiations based on the mutual points between us.
The election results show that voters want the second place anti-corruption change movement to play a main role in the new cabinet. But the Democratic Party's Auni told local Rudaw media that his party and the Patriotic Union could strike a deal, then find other parties to join the new cabinet. Patriotic Union officials say people cannot ignore their party's historical influence in Sulaymaniyah province next to Iran's border.
It's clear that none of the governments can be successful in this area if the Patriotic Union is not in the government. But we hope to form a broad-based government and that all sides will participate in the cabinet according to their rights. This is the best solution for Kurdistan's situation because the change movement received a lot of votes in Sulaymaniyah province.
It's possible that a defeated Patriotic Union is simply easier for the Democratic Party to negotiate with than the anti-corruption demands of the change movement. The opposition change movement's second place win in Kurdistan's election was described as a new political era for the region. But the Democratic Party's priority now seems to be a continuation of its old political partnership with its ally, the Patriotic Union. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.